Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back on a Reaction Monday as the Texans get a huge win over the Chiefs. They move to 8-5. They have the seventh playoff spot at this point and one game out of first place with the Jags. Coming up a little bit behind us, Texans All Access and the Coaches Show. Coming up right as we get done here at 5 o'clock, D'Amico Ryans will join the fellas for the Coaches Show. T-Mills Best Bets. He's got a lot of Monday Night Football action tonight. For the most part this year, the football bets have been fruitful. So I have a chance to win you some money. And he finished off Friday 4-for-5 with a bang over the weekend. So jump in with T-Mills Best Bets as they are coming up in a bit. Clint, I think the turning point in the game was when Andy Reid elected to go for a 4th-and-1 on his own 30-yard line. And it was a decision that seemed to be made as if he, I don't know if he feared something with the Texans or what.
Didn't have a protractor out there.
But it started to feel like the game was going to come down to who made a mistake. And something like Andy Reid felt like they had to try to go after it and be ultra aggressive. I don't know if it was the Texans or what, but to me, Andy Reid flinched and the Texans took full advantage of the mistake that was made there. And maybe maybe the Texans defense, I'm not sure, but it was really, really surprising and interesting to see him make that decision, which eventually, I believe, changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah, look, I think in hindsight, there were two things that happened in this ball game that swung the game significantly.
Significantly?
Yes.
No, one of them.
And Andy Reid's decision right there is one of the worst decisions I've seen in the NFL, really in all of football. I mean, the only thing worse is Bill Belichick hiring a defensive-minded head coach as his offensive coordinator for a year, and somehow everybody tried to make sense of it. Like, going forward in this situation was the worst decision. It was a 10-10 ball game. You had all the momentum. The Texans' offense was completely overwhelmed. It was just a matter of
– Do you think they were just going to try to draw them off sides when they went back up?
I thought it was for sure going to be a draw them off sides and then punt. And nothing in that moment. I don't give a damn who you are, how good you've been, who your quarterback is. I don't care. Nothing at that point says that you go for it, and he literally handed points and the momentum in the entire game over to the Texans, knowing the Texans have a defense that you are going to struggle to move the football against in a major, major way. That had 13-10 win for somebody. I don't know who it was, but that had 13-10 win, last second field goal with no time written all over it, and Andy Reid somehow loses 20-10. The other one that swung this game big time was the phantom call, a holding call or defensive P. I don't remember what it was. The one on Nico Collins when they called it right after 22 went out of the game. His replacement came in.
You talking about against the Chiefs?
Yes, it went against the Chiefs. That swung the game, I think, in a big way. That would have been the Chiefs immediately getting off the field again, but instead they convert that first down, and I believe they went down and scored.
Yeah.
I thought that phantom call swung it because what you saw was, you know, the Texans were in a position where they needed to get just some breathing room to try to punt the football. They didn't do that very well in that call, which was a awful, awful call.
You know me.
That never should have happened.
That's 5 yards, man. You ain't had to give up the rest of it.
Yeah.
You ain't had to. I mean, it's five. I mean, listen, I agree with you. I think it was a tough call.
Well, you were just off the field. I mean, the play happened. You're off the field. Nico's completely away from the play. He was a non-factor in that play. Must have been when they rolled the safety over the top because the quarterback didn't even look that way. But it was, you were off the field. So it was a major swing in a sense of they kept the ball, kept a drive alive, ended up scoring points when in reality you had them off the field. So I think those two things swung the game significantly in that moment. And I think both of them, obviously fell in the favor of the Texans.
I think it was a bad call. You got to stop them the rest of the 85 yards.
Fair.
And they scored a touchdown on that drive too, to make it 10-0. I do think that is going to be a decision that Andy Reid is going to be. Well, luckily for him, he has the hardware and the success that he has had.
Mm-hmm.
Or boy, they'd be talking about that a lot more if because that was just awful. I mean, it was just
season on the line, man.
It was as if he just didn't know what the game was like. I think he thought Randy Moss and Brady and all of them.
Season on the line with the defense belling you out. The defense was belling you out.
Yeah, the reason they had momentum
at halftime.
Yeah, the reason they had momentum was the defense.
Oh man, that was what a bonehead move there. But
yeah, very
here we are. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate you, bub.
All right, T-Mill, let's get them. Let's get your best bets as you try to get this week started off right. A little Monday Night Football action. Westwood One coming on right after the coaches show. What you got tonight?
Yeah, looking to not do what we did last Monday, which was a ofer on the Monday Night Football game. Don't want to do that. Get started in the right direction. We got a couple 8-4 teams going at it tonight in California. Eagles, Chargers. First, I like the Chargers money line, to be honest. I think they're winning this game, but I'm going to give you the points. Chargers +3 tonight as they take on the Eagles. Next, I'm on the over. I got it at 41.5 points. I believe they eclipsed that. The Eagles and Chargers over 41.5. And then three player props, one of them being an Eagle receiver, A.J. Brown. I'm on over 4.5 receptions. Ooh. That number just seems way too low. The odds aren't great, but there's a reason for that. -160, over 4.5 receptions for A.J. And then two Chargers props for you here. The quarterback, Justin Herbert. Over 18.5 rush yards for him. That could be one broken play right there, and you got money in your pocket. And then lastly, the pass catcher, the veteran for the Chargers, Keenan Allen. I'm on over 3.5 receptions for him tonight and the Chargers. Those are your five best bets.
Yeah, Justin Herbert better get his ass down. That is crazy. That man had surgery on Monday on his hand. He's in his game.
I think I'm going to go with the Keenan Allen catches with you, T. You got me?
That's not bad.
I can lock you in.
Thanks, with you. Bob. AJ, you just never know what Jalen Hurts and company do with AJ. Now, they may try like hell, Tyler. They may try like hell, but
seems like when they try, everybody eats. It seems like Goddard eats. It seems like, what's the other kid's name out of Alabama? The Heisman Trophy winner out of Alabama? Smith. It seems like everybody eats. But we'll see.
D'Amico Ryan's coming up behind us. And then Monday Night Football, as you just heard, those bets, Eagles, Chargers, courtesy of Westwood One. If you missed any of those bets, go to @TMillRealDeal to catch up and find out what you need to win some money on. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
A lovely day. Bundle Rooski.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay.
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.